Torch, are you hoping that your team has this heavy forecheck, physical play throughout 60 minutes thing down finally?
You never say finally. It is a constant tug of war to always have your players stay on top of how you're supposed to play. And we're not the only team that goes through it. The good teams go through it. The top teams go through it. Teams that are struggling go through it. That's part of coaching is to always have reminders and continue to work on your concept.
Boone Jenner hadn't scored a goal in 5 games, then he had 2 the other night. Even though he wasn't scoring goals, how important has he been to the success of the line he plays on with Brandon Dubinsky and Cam Atkinson?
Well, it's a line that does a lot of work along the boards that for them to create their offense, both in the defensive zone and offensive zone. And Boone has been terrific there. His positional play, his strength in the puck, his battle level as far as the forechecking part of it has been a big asset to that line.
How much do you like his versatility where sometimes you can flip him to the middle to take a face-off if you need to, play center on a mixed-up line if you need to give a guys a breather or if you're just looking for something different?
Yeah, I always use him at center ice when we kill a penalty. I'm able to use him in the middle there. We use Doobie's line with him playing left wing as a line at the last-minute face-off when we're trying to protect the lead. I don't need to throw a second center out there from another line because Jens is a good faceoff man, so I have a second center there. So a lot of different things you can do with him, and probably one of the most coachable players I've ever coached.
You got David Savard back the other night. He and Jack Johnson played together. I had said earlier in the year when you were struggling and before you acquired Seth Jones, I said, could you imagine if Jack Johnson and David Savard were the second pairing defense on this team, how good this could be? And we get a chance to see that here now.
Yeah, it's promising now. I think all 6 of our D have played well of late, along with our goaltender. But in the future, too, you're dealing with some pretty young guys there as far as your top 4. Jack's a little bit older, a little bit more of a veteran guy. But to have 4 and to keep on growing your team through them, building your team right up through the middle, your goaltender and your defenseman, it's very promising for us. So they've played well. Hopefully they'll continue.
Fedor Tootin and Dalton Proud get more solid and more dependable. Is that helped out by the play of the other 4 guys?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've gotten healthier, Bob, as far as up on our forward line and on our back end. And it puts people, I think, in the positions they need to be put in right now. So, I've said all year long that 4-5-6 here in our back end has been up for grabs. I think with Savvy coming back in, and the play of Toots and Prouder, they've solidified. And I think those are the 6 that deserve to be there right now. So hopefully it'll continue with our consistency.
Well, finally, Curtis McElhaney gets activated yesterday. So you have your NHL backup at the beginning of the year back on the active roster. But does Jonas Korpisalo stay as your de facto starter?
Yeah, he deserves to be playing. Our schedule's spread out. He's going to continue to play. I'm glad that Mac is back, because I was really worried about Anton not playing at all. So he gets to go down the minors and get some minutes there with his development. So, yeah, I'm not changing my thinking. Korpisalo deserves to be our guy right now and with his play, and he'll continue unless something changes there.
Isn't it nice when they make the decisions easy for you?
Well, that's what it's supposed to be. Everybody says they get mad at me when I bench a guy or sit a guy. I don't make those decisions. They do with their play. So, don't complain to me. It's up to the player to determine how we're going to use him within our team concept.
Torch, thanks. Good luck, though.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
That's head coach John Tortorella. Milan, back to you.